I don't even know where to start. I had a woman leave me a comment, a woman, no less. This is the second time actually that it's happened on my Instagram, telling me that I really should make more of an effort with this situation, present myself in more, or make more of an effort in my presentation, because after all, I am single and I've been single for a long time and I am getting older and, it doesn't get any easier. And I was like, what the fuck? Is she kidding right now? Because if I waited for everything to be perfect, for my makeup to be perfect, for my hair to be perfect, for my clothes to be perfect, I probably would never do a video. And perfect is not real. A reel is not perfect. And that is not me. And what is this now? Are we all just all about presentation and tits and ass? Because as a 58-year-old woman, I feel comfortable in my skin, and it's taken me a long time to get here. And I can't believe that another woman would have the audacity to make a fellow woman feel, or try to make her feel bad about herself. So, hi, I'm Emily. I'm here helping everyone rebuild a kick-ass life. And part of rebuilding a kick-ass life is not giving a crap what other people think. Because if I really took that to heart, how stressful would that be that I have to make sure that everything about me is perfect before I turn on the camera? And listen, I don't, this is not a perfect setting. I've got a mirror behind me right now. I just learned how to edit videos. I learned how to hook up the microphone, learned to do a Zoom video. This is all new to me. And my point is that I'm trying. I am just trying. And if we can all just block out the noise, don't worry about imposter syndrome and just do it. Just do it. My entire life, I have been put in a position where I have to figure it out on my own and I just have to do it. And if I'm concerned or worried about what other people think, it would never get done. My parents immigrated to Canada in the 70s, early 70s. They barely speak the language now. So we, the girls that came, my sisters, we had to all figure it out. We were all gone by the time we were 18 years old and none of us went back home. And we didn't have the luxury of having parents that could guide us into what direction to go, what field of work we should, potentially go in, like what's up and coming, schools, picking schools, going to school interviews, helping us with our homework. We didn't have that luxury. We had to figure it out and stand on our own 2 feet from the time we were 18 years old. And, although, I can look back at it and think, oh, and we all my friends had so much help and had so much guidance and had so parents that were so supportive. Now I thank the gods because I have been resourceful. I have been able to figure it out and I have not been, it has not held me back. Is it scary sometimes? Yeah, it's really fucking scary. I'm sorry, I'm getting swearing because I get worked up, especially from getting comments like that from women where I'm such a believer of supporting each other and there's already so much competition and building each other up. That when I got that, I was like, what is this world coming to? And so, my point of the video today is don't be affected by the opinions of others and don't wait for the perfect time to do something. Like I said, if I waited to look perfect and be perfect to do a video to help you guys, it would just never get done. And if you wait for the opportunity to, I don't know, maybe go out on your own, start a new job, write a book. Lose weight, whatever it is, sometimes you just have to start. You just have to do it. Just start. Because if you don't start, you're never going to know. And you're going to have regrets. And my life is all about trying to not have regrets. When I got divorced, when I decided to leave that marriage, you guys, I left with no job and no income. And I got a lump sum payment, just barely enough that I could buy a house. And then there was no spousal support coming in. And I was scared to death. But sometimes when you are that scared, you have no choice. You have no choice but to just jump in, just leap. And so what I did, after that, I had to figure out how I was going to, you know, make it. And I started my own business. I actually started two. One was a gym, an athletic training facility with a business partner. I knew nothing about running a gym, nothing. Anyway, I just sold my shares to that business 2-3 years ago. Extremely successful. I also started a staging business. So what staging is, you work with realtors to help the homeowners prepare their homes to go on the market. That's what's been keeping me afloat for the past 8 years. I love it. I believed in myself. I knew I could do it. I had no training in interior decorating or staging. I had a friend that was a realtor and she believed in me and I believed in me. I asked a friend of mine if she was interested in going, you know, going into this business with me. And that's what we've been doing for the past 8 years. Again, just leap, take that leap of faith and jump right in with both feet. Now, there was a time where I had no time to myself. I was working 16 hours a day, but that's what you have to do when you start your own business. And so that is what kept me afloat. And I'm still doing that today. That is the majority of my income comes from my staging business. Just 2 years ago or 3 years ago during COVID, when the dog sales were through the roof, everybody was getting a dog. I have a daughter who was working for a breeder. And, you know, I said to her, you know, Tay, there's such a demand right now for dog grooming. I really think that you could start your own business. And she again was like freaking out. She's like, oh my God, no, I don't know. Like, I don't know how to run a business, but she knew how to groom dogs because she had been doing that. So at the breeders, whenever the mama dogs gave birth and they were going back home, she would groom those dogs. So she already knew how to do it. So I convinced her to just believe in yourself. Signed her up for a course, and 2.5-3 years later, she's running her own dog grooming business. And again, it's successful, but you have to not be afraid to just do it. Like, you just have to do it. You just have to jump in. When an opportunity presents itself, then go for it. Another story I have is my older son. So my older son went on the show, The Bachelor, actually The Bachelorette. And again, I said to him, when an opportunity presents itself that is so unique, life is about experiences and life is also about failing. If you fail, so what? Failure is about redirecting yourself. Failure is about, okay, that's not happening. Pivot and go another way. We learn from our failures. That's where we learn. We learn from our failures. Not so much our successes. And so my point with my older son is that 4 years ago, he went on the show. It has changed his life. And he had so many people telling him not to do it. And I was the one saying, do it, do it. It's going to open up so many doors. And it has literally changed his life. His life is incredible now. He is working with conservation organizations all over the world. He's an activist, a conservationist. He is works with endangered species, which is his passion and has been since he was 2 years old. And now he is living out his dream. Had he not taken the chance, had he not taken that leap of faith, he would still be working in a job that he hated. My second son, who went to school to be a veterinarian, graduated, wrote his MCATs, graduated with honors. At the 11th hour, he came to me and he said, I think I don't want to go in this direction. Oh my God. He wanted to be a pilot after having gone to university for 5 years, writing his MCATs. He was on the path to be a veterinarian. And I had to sit back and say to him, Then just do it, Cody. If that's what's calling you, if that's what's tugging at you and you want it bad enough, I know you've got it in you to do it. He's a pilot for Porter Airways. And so if you believe in yourself, even if it's hard, and sometimes it's really, really, really hard. Like after I left my marriage, I was freaking out. I cried myself to sleep so many nights. I doubted myself a lot of times, and I just kept getting up every freaking day and putting one foot in front of the other. Just put one foot in front of the other and keep going. Don't wait for the perfect opportunity. Don't wait for the perfect time. Don't wait for, I'll do it when this happens. I'll do it when that happens. Or I'll be happier when I have this. I'll be happier when I have that. Just be happy now and just go for your dreams now, today, today. Because if my children and their dad had been married twice. So the divorce that I talk about that was very hard on me and very tumultuous was my second marriage. My first marriage, my kids, all three kids have the same dad. And we have such a different mindset, their father and myself. So I am more of a risk taker. I am more of just do it, live, collect memories, collect experiences. Where their father plays it safe, you know, like with my older son that went on The Bachelor and he had to quit his job, you know, his mindset was, oh my God, but you have great benefits and you have vacation and you get, you know, you get paid well and you have a pension. And so for him, it was all about, well, I don't know, do you want to give all that up? And for me, it was like, yes, you have all that, but you can get all that with another job. This is something so unique and so different. That I think there was like 10,000 applicants for that show, and he was one of the ones that were chosen. So just do it. Just do it. And that's my point today. Don't let fear paralyze you. Don't let fear paralyze you, because fear is what keeps you complacent, and fear is what robs you of your life and of your dreams and of your experiences. And if you fail, so you fail. So what? You know, go in a different direction. It's not the end of the world. And that's it. That's my rant for today. So women, can we just support one another? And I'm sorry that I don't come on here looking perfect all the time. I'm doing the best that I can with what I have. And I don't know if I mentioned this at the beginning of the video. I learned how to edit videos. I learned how to hook up a microphone to a computer. I learned how to get it up on Zoom. And I'm doing the best that I can. I learn, try and learn something every day. And I just think that so many of us get stuck in a rut. And I'm thinking more and more and more this way now because my parents are older and I feel like death is imminent for my dad. And it's like, oh my God, life is so short. Life is so short. Be grateful every day that you get up and every day that you wake up, you have an opportunity to create a new normal, create a new life for yourself. Okay, that's it. Let's stay on this journey of rebuilding our kick-ass lives. I'll see you tomorrow. Or maybe not tomorrow. No, I'm staging tomorrow. Go to my Instagram, Mama Moines. There might still be pictures there of the staging job that I did a couple of days ago. The before and afters are so satisfying. And I think I posted them on my personal page. So you can go there, follow me at Mama Moines. And I also have a podcast, Get Real with Mama Moines, Apple, Spotify, anywhere that you listen to a podcast. I started that podcast about 2 years ago. I've been sort of neglecting the podcast since I started my YouTube. But hey, I just discovered that you can actually get your podcast on YouTube and on a podcast platform. You don't have to do it twice. Oh! So I'm going to be, everything I talk about here on YouTube is going to be flipped over to my podcast. But my podcast has a lot of, there's a lot of podcasts on, how to let go, how to leave a marriage, divorce regret, everything to expect when you are first out on your own, raising good, happy, healthy, productive kids. go to my podcast, Get Real with Mama Moines. There's a lot of different podcasts on there that I haven't talked about yet here on YouTube. So that's it. Have a great day, and I'll see you soon here on Rebuilding a Kick-Ass Life. Bye, guys. Where does Sandy send an attachment? Like, what the fuck?